What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Story Behind podcast. Today, I'm talking about my latest single, Hired Gun, and I am really excited about this song. I've probably said it in a number of conversations that I've had, and I even posted it, that this song was probably the one I was most excited to release of the batch, just because it is what I would call me going outside of my comfort zone. It's also something that I think people would not expect musically from me, based on my track record as a rock or pop singer. And to have something that's got some groove, a dance feel to it, and it's kind of autobiographical in a way. So originally I just came up with the riff, and it was just a bump, 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 ba-da-da, and that was the feel of it. When we recorded it, I really liked the drum machine beat that I had. That's kind of what the entire song was based on, was the riff playing over top of the beat that I had from my my digital audio console that I use to do my demos. I have the digital audio workstation that I use on my computer where I actually do the tracking, the mixing, the mastering. But I usually, my demos, I start in a little console that I've had for a number of years. I would say almost 20 years at this point, because it has drum machine presets that you can use with different beats, different rhythms. And it runs, I mean, I think there's like 500 of them. So a lot of times when I'm writing a song, I will have it in my head. I'll have the idea of the rhythm. And then I just kind of have to scroll through the little toggle thing to find a pattern that at least captures the vibe that I want. In some songs that I've written, it actually is the drum beat that writes the song. And Sign of the Times is one of those songs where we basically decided we're going to try to recreate this drum beat with live drums because it captured the vibe of the song so well. Hired Gun is kind of like that too. Originally, the first pass of the drums was more like a jazz fusion style. And then the more we listened to it, I realized I was like, it kind of just has to be what it was in the demo because that's the whole vibe of the song. And so we did that. We, if you guys recall, I went back in November 2025, I flew down to Florida to visit with my dad over Thanksgiving week, and we spent hours and hours and hours over the course of 3 days recording drum tracks, and Hired Gun was one that we revisited and did for this release. And when I was coming up with the song, I had the chorus. That was actually the first part of the chorus that I wrote, and then I wasn't sure what I wanted to do because when I did the demo, I didn't have verses yet. So when I recorded the demo, what I did was I did the riff, and I had the chorus hook, and the verses were just this me messing around, the bump, 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 bump. And I was like, I don't know what this is going to be, and I don't know how to sing on top of this. So I was at work during a show, and I started to think of this. And I was like, oh, it's kind of different. Like, it's not necessarily something I would think to sing originally. So I was like, oh, I got to record that. And so I think I might at some point have a audio clip of me just humming that melody. And I was like, I don't even know if this is going to work over like what I'm playing. So I had to wait. This is frustrating. This is part of the thing that's fun about the songwriting process is I'm constantly thinking about this stuff. So whether I'm in the shower, whether I'm on stage at work, whether I'm in my dressing room, ideas will come to me. And I kind of have to hold on to them until I'm in a place and time where I can actually pour over them and work on them. It's raining outside. I don't know if you can hear that. So hopefully it's a nice little subtle bed behind what I'm saying. So I'm working on those things and I really have to hang on to them. Sometimes the amount of ideas that I've had that have come through my brain and then have gone into the ether because I didn't have a way to document it. So I use my voice memos and stuff. So I got that. And then the lyrics started coming to me, and it was one of the things I've talked about in some of the other podcasts is how this time around when I write, I used to write lyrics in a journal, or I'd come up with an idea and I would just like write out lyrics that rhymed, and then I would try to write music to it. And they were fine. And there were some of those songs. I have a couple songs that I still really enjoy that I wrote. But this time around, most of these songs have started from either a melody or a chord progression or a rhythm. And then it was, okay, here's what I want to say. How do I find the best way through syncopation, through forming the best syllables to say it without cramming something that doesn't really fit. You know, I wanted to really keep the vibe of the song, and this song specifically, it really had to keep that rhythm. It couldn't challenge the rhythm of the song. It had to really sit nicely. So I started to get, you know, like, you think you got it, and then you're like, oh, okay. And then you dial it back, and you're like, I can reword this so that it's every word sits and every word is saying something. Trying not to just have a bunch of filler words. But when I started to write these lyrics, they just started, and I was like, this is like unlike anything. Not only is the music unlike anything I've ever recorded or released, but I feel like the lyrical content is different. It's just, and the way that the song is sung. And obviously I talked about it. I posted a couple videos, which I might share in this story behind video. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do that, because it'll give you the full story. I'm going to cut to this video that I did. So I always wanted to do a song that had a percussion track that was similar to a Michael Jackson song from Off the Wall. So I started off with the cowbell. Triangle. Little tambourine. Ball jar. And I would go.
Let's hear how that sounds.
The other part that was super exciting was building the vocal stacks. As you may have noticed from my songs, I really like coming up with vocal arranging. You have the lead vocals.
Showing love to my neighbor. I've got bullets in the chamber that will trigger you.
We have the harmonies of the chorus.
Showing love to my neighbor. Got bullets in the chamber. Bullets in the chamber. Bang, bang.
And then we have the counter melody that's being sung.
I'm a sure shot. Gonna give you what I got. I'm a sure shot. Gonna give you what I got.
And it sounds a little something like this.
Call me a higher gun, cause I'm the only one who'll shoot straight with you. Gonna give you what I got. Showing love to my neighbor. I've got bullets in the chamber that will trigger you. Bang, bang, ooh.
So I hope you enjoyed those videos where I showed you a real look behind, not just me talking about the song, but showing you actually behind the curtain how the song was produced. Maybe I'll start to blend some of these things together in the future. This is a work in progress, this whole thing, and creating content to support the songs is very time consuming, but also very exciting, and it scratches that creative itch that I've always had. And I've always been someone who liked to document. I used to have a television series or YouTube series, and I used to have a podcast, all those things. So, this song is probably one of my favorites that I've ever written. And to even now, even though I've written probably dozens of songs since I wrote this song, this one stands out to me. And I hope it stands out to you. This song also holds the distinction of when I sent the demo to my brother, he said, I think you have a hit song. Like, I think this is the first, like, and that's not normally his feedback. Because I think it's something, when you write a song, you're trying to do something, you're trying to say something, but there's this weird thing where, like, you don't know what's going to make a song catchy. I mean, you can try your best with formulas, but the marriage of picture in terms of, like, the story, like, you can visualize something when the person's talking, this, in this case, being hired gun, the idea of a hired gun or an assassin or, a renegade coming in and being a sharpshooter, being somebody who is basically tasked with doing the dirty work that people aren't willing to do. You get an image there immediately, hence the cowboy hat that I'm wearing. But, and then coupling that with a spiritual or philosophical idea, which is the importance of telling the truth, the importance of speaking the truth in love, which is the lyric showing love to my neighbor. And then following that lyric with I got bullets in the chamber, those two things seem like a dichotomy, but the idea of the bullets being my words, the things that will hopefully, if someone is in the wrong or if somebody is in sin or whatever, hopefully by me speaking the truth, which may be uncomfortable, which may hurt their feelings, which may trigger them, to borrow the vernacular. And when when you put all those elements together with a groove and a catchy hook, all of those things, you start to go like, oh, this is a package. This is a song that has a beginning, middle, end. It's telling the story. It's creating a picture. It's fun. There's a little sarcasm in there. There's humor. There's all of those things. And when I listen to this song, it's one of my proudest accomplishments. And I'd say that in all humility, because I'm like, I don't know if I could redo that. I don't know if I could recreate something like that. And the idea, which is kind of funny, I should probably have started with this, but the idea Hired Gun, it literally came from, there's a documentary series or a documentary called Hired Gun. And it's about, I think it's about like studio musicians in the 70s and 80s that played on a lot of famous songs. I think that's basically, you can probably look it up. It's called Hired Gun. And I was on YouTube and it was like recommended to me. I didn't even watch it, but just the term Hired Gun sparked something in me. I was like, huh, that's interesting. And, I mean, there's hundreds of songs called Hired Gun. So I'm not unique in that way, but that was the initial idea where it's like Hired Gun, only one to shoot straight. Okay. That's cool. And then throwing in trigger, like as a word that has double meaning now in our current society, it was kind of cool how that all came together. So that is Hired Gun. That's the story behind it. I hope you enjoy it and I hope you'll stream it. Go on all of your favorite music platforms. If you like Spotify or YouTube Music or Amazon or Apple, go save it. If you would search my name, click on Hired Gun. That helps the algorithm as opposed to me just always sharing the links and you clicking on the links. So I encourage you to do that. Keep coming back, like and subscribe. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
You would stop expecting honey dripping from my tongue. You should know by now my words will likely leave you stunned. Gonna give you what I got. I'm a sure shot. Gonna give it to you straight.